this isn't a bizarre question. It's about microwave ovens, which is a part of the fodder of the Naked Scientist's experimental arsenal. This person says, ACENG.AT, interesting name, says, if microwave ovens are made of metal, why don't they spark off themselves?
It's a very good question. So the reason why metal sparks in a microwave is that the way a microwave cooks is it essentially applies a very rapidly changing electric field inside the box. It does that using things called microwaves, which are a form of light. And this causes electric currents to flow backwards and forwards in your food. And if you put a piece of metal in there, it conducts much better than your food. And you'll get currents flowing backwards and forwards in that metal. Now, if that metal is on its own and sort of insulated from everything else, that will just cause currents to flow through it and it'll get very, very hot and you'll have a hot piece of metal. You can actually melt aluminium like this. There's a form of aluminium casting which involves melting things in a microwave. It's not something I've tried, which is probably a good thing. But if you have two pieces of metal next to each other and you've got electricity current sloshing backwards and forwards in these two bits of metal, then at some point you might get a very high voltage at one and a very low voltage at the other, and you'll get electricity jumping through the air gap in between. You get a spark. But if it's all one piece of metal, then you don't get any sparks. So if you've got one solid case, which is all one piece of metal, and it's all connected together, and the door has got special connections, so it's all connected together, it'll tend to reflect the microwaves rather than absorbing them, and you don't get any sparks.
But you nonetheless will get a current induced in the case of the microwave by the electromagnetic wave of the microwave inside the oven itself, although you're saying it'll largely reflect, so it'll be a small one.
So the current, in fact, the current is what is creating the electric fields and magnetic fields, which cause it to reflect.
Dave, thank you very much. If you have a question for the Naked Scientist, Chris Smith, that's me, Dave Ansell, Dominic Ford and Mark Peplow, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet @nakedscientist.